Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Melissa Disney. Are you waiting on God for anything? Waiting sure can be hard, can't it? In Romans, Paul says that waiting is so hard, it feels like a woman groaning in labor. She longs to meet her baby, but she's still stuck in the pain of birth. Waiting well requires faith in what will come. Pause for a moment to take a deep breath and release the stress you might be feeling about anything you're waiting for. Second Corinthians 5:6-7 in the New Living Translation says, "So we are always confident, even though we know that as long as we live in these bodies, we are not at home with the Lord. For we live by believing and not by seeing." Whether you can see it or not, God is always working on your behalf. Let your faith make you sure of what you hope for, even though it's still unseen. During your time in meditation today, remember that you can pause the app at any point to reflect more deeply on whatever the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. Now, quiet your mind and heart and settle into a position of openness as I pray. Heavenly Father, I'm hoping for so many things, but sometimes it feels like they'll never happen. Help me to remember that even though what I'm believing for is still unseen, my faith keeps me hopeful for the kingdom of God. Help me to have joy in the unseen as I trust that you're moving in my life. Let joy bubble up from deep within me as I wait expectantly for what I can't yet see. I understand that I can joyfully face even the unseen with faith. Help me to be sure about what I hope for, and convinced about things I don't see. Help me not to lose hope when life lets me down. I want to see with spiritual eyes, not with my physical eyes. Give me joy as I believe for what is yet unseen. Amen. If you can, stay in this place of faith and hope. Let your faith grow stronger, and let it activate God's power in your life, despite what you see or don't see. Until next time, may you abide in Christ. If you can, stay in this place of faith and hope. Let your faith grow stronger, and let it activate God's power in your life, despite what you see or don't see. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.